I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Have some thank yous to dole out here before we bring in our guest, Ross Tucker, to close the show. Great job by our buddy Reed Wallach giving out BetQL's bets for today. We had our buddy Ryan McDonough, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, former NBA GM, and James Mazzola from the For Profit podcast giving us golf bets. Thanks to our EP, Tyler Morales, our great technical director, Bill Matz, our outstanding board op, Rick Camp, and Eli gets no credit because he's on vacation and because we don't like him. Just kidding. Not really. We'll close the show here. We've done about 40 straight minutes talking about the NFL draft. So pumped to continue the conversation with one of the absolute best guys to do this with. Former NFL offensive lineman, stud when it comes to talking about football and all sports, really, in the media. Our Odyssey Sports teammate, you hear him on BetQL Daily with our friend Joe Ostrowski. He is on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. I guess you know by now that our guest is Ross Tucker. Ross, great to have you on You Better You Bet. Welcome back to the show. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. We are jacked for the NFL draft a couple weeks away. Are you jacked, my friend, for the NFL draft?
I am so fired up for the NFL draft on so many levels. In fact, I was actually thinking today where the NFL draft fits in my football viewing day enjoyment scale. In other words, like, obviously it's not the Super Bowl, it's not a playoff game, but is it better than like a Jags Titans Thursday night game? I don't know. We got to figure. I mean, the draft's pretty awesome, man. I mean, on so many different levels, the draft's awesome. I also, though, would be all in to rip Eli Hershkovich because I emailed him Monday and I got an out of office auto reply that said nothing. It just was an auto reply. There was nothing in it. And then I texted him today to say, hey, I got a weird auto reply. I have to talk to him about Thursday's BetQL Daily show. Text him today, no response. So I hope for his sake, if he's on vacation, he's out of the country. Otherwise, there's just no excuse.
Russ, I'll do you one better. He texted me three nights ago asking where I lived in Virginia, knowing that I live in Connecticut, and I had to write him back saying, you know, I don't live in Virginia, right? And he goes, oh, right. And then just nothing else after that. So that's kind of where we're at with Eli, right? Hopefully he's enjoying his vacation.
All right. Can we talk about anything else other than that, moron?
Ross, we were doing a conversation. We had a conversation before the break about picks 3, 4, and 5 and quarterbacks. Want to ask you before we do the specific three picks, a lot of information, a lot of rumors, a lot of stories obviously have come out already, but will come out in the next couple of weeks. You know, how do you kind of filter, you know, what you believe and what you don't believe? Obviously, you know, like, you have sources and you're kind of plugged into this stuff. You've also seen it for a long time. How much of what we're going to kind of hear and see and maybe talk about on the show, to be honest, is kind of BS, and how much should be taken seriously?
So I think, in all sincerity, Ken, I think with every passing year, and Nick's been doing this a long time as well, I think I am almost completely fluent in BS information, as well as what's real and what's not. Now, like, I might not be flawless. I might make a mistake here or there, but I have a pretty good sense now of what's credible, what's not. I feel like I can tell when it's clearly just one of the insiders tweeting what an agent asked them to tweet. Or, like, how many times are we going to hear that a team is getting trade calls about a quarterback. Like, it was Chase Daniel, it was Gardner Minshew, now it's Teddy Bridgewater. Let me tell you what nobody's going to do. Trade for Teddy Bridgewater's $17 million contract, $10 million of which is guaranteed. So, and like, some of this stuff, Ken, is just laughable at this point. I don't know how to explain to your listeners how to be able to filter it, other than use your head, common sense, and logic. And you can often tell by the wording, like Ian Rappaport, okay, just tweeted yesterday, and I like Ian, and I had Mike Garofalo on the Ross Tucker podcast last week, and he was talking about how hard it is to be an insider, and like, you have to be willing to trade information. But like Ian Rappaport tweeted yesterday, James Conner, visiting Arizona, had surgery on a moderate turf toe injury last season, but he's going to be fully healthy now. You know what guys don't do? They don't get surgery on a moderate turf toe injury. like that doesn't happen. That does not happen. I guarantee you don't get surgery on turf toe unless it's bad. I mean, so I don't know. Maybe it's just because I played or just been around a long time, but I feel like I have a pretty good filter, and I'm really good now, I think, Ken. I think other people are too, connecting the dots. Like, Chris Sims has a Kyle Shanahan tattoo on his ankle.
Literally.
Kyle Shanahan's initials. He's not going that strong saying it's Mac Jones unless he's really confident it's Mac Jones. Like, Kyle Shanahan is not going to totally throw his buddy under, you know, over the bridge because of this pick when he knows what's happening at 1 and 2. Like, he can tell Chris, yeah, it's going to be Mac Jones, and Chris Sims can come out and be really strong. So once you know who has the relationships and who's the one saying certain things, you have a pretty good feel. And by the way, if you do that, the draft can be an unbelievable moneymaker. I mean, people should bet a lot of money on it. Like, if you really know what you're doing and you're following Twitter and you're seeing the information, you're going to be able to get information that's credible about guys falling because of medical and or character, and you're going to be able to hit the under on their over-under immediately before the books have a chance to adjust.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking NFL draft with our Odyssey Sports teammate, former NFL offensive lineman, Ross Tucker. You gave us a lot of really good stuff there, Ross. And you also mentioned like using like logic, common sense, and reason. I know what you just said about Chris Sims and how plugged in he is with Kyle Shanahan. I'm not insinuating that Chris is feeding us BS or Kyle has fed Chris BS, but like logic, common sense, and reason tells me and tells a lot of people, how does San Francisco trade 3 first-round picks to move up to take Mac Jones? I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just saying that like logic and common sense are kind of getting in the way for me here, where I'm like, They can't possibly do that. They're going to take Justin Fields or maybe Trey Lance. So I know what you just told us just now about what Chris Sims thinks, right? But what do you think, Ross, when the card is handed in and the Niners make third overall pick a couple weeks from now of the NFL draft? Do you really think it's going to be Mac Jones?
I do think it's going to be Mac Jones. Now, they're going to Justin Fields' pro day tomorrow, his second pro day. By the way, since when do guys have back-to-back pro days and back-to-back weeks? I'm thoroughly confused by a lot of things going on right now. But they're going to go to that. I think they're holding out some reasonable disagreement that maybe they could take one of the other two guys. I don't think so, though. I think it's going to be Mac Jones. You know, let me ask you this. What do you think, Nick, is the difference between Mac Jones in 2020 and Joe Burrow in 2019?
I know that they both like won a national championship and both played great. I don't know. Watching them, I kind of felt like Burrow's transcendent, and I never felt that way about Mac Jones. And look, I'm not a quarterback evaluator. I could be way off there. I guess it was more like Mac Jones kind of, to me, felt like the trigger man for an offense, and you could have replaced him with like a similar caliber player and they could have had that success. Whereas Burrow, like, you took Burrow off that team, there's no way in hell that team was winning a national championship, if that makes sense.
I mean, with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, like, two guys are going to be rookie first round pick Pro Bowl. I hear what you're saying. And by the way, Mac Jones is even better than Tua was. Here's what I would tell you. I'll give you guys some inside information. I remember, Nick, you might have been there. We were at Washington training camp when Mike Shanahan was the head coach and Kyle Shanahan was the OC. And I was talking with Kyle Shanahan, and somehow what he did in Houston came up. You know, the success he had had with the Texans offense. And he looked at me and he said, quarterback's really good. And he was talking about Matt Schaub. And I said, yeah, I know. He's like, no, like, I'm telling Ross, he's the quarterback's really good. And when I see Mac Jones, I see Matt Schaub. And I believe that Kyle Shanahan, look, we kind of know, like, they love the Matt Schaub, Kirk Cousins type of quarterback. They had a really bad experience with RG3. They're not going with Justin Fields or Trey Lance, because there are some similarities in terms of raw and athletic and stuff. They like the doesn't blow you away physically, but very bright, very efficient. They like the Kirk Cousins Schaub guy. It's going to be Mac Jones, Nick.
Wow. It sounds like pretty authoritative there in terms of your opinion there, Ross, which I think is really interesting because Nick and I are like totally flummoxed by the decision. It sounds like you're really confident and had some good rationale behind it. We got to go speed round here on picks 4 and 5, but I do want to get your opinion on both in about 90 seconds. So 60 to 90 seconds, picks 4 and 5, which are obviously Atlanta picking at 4 for right now. Will they keep the pick or not? Who will they take? And then Cincinnati, who will they kind of put with Joe Burrow at number 5 in about a minute? Would love your take on what you think those two picks are going to be.
Yeah, I believe that the Atlanta Falcons are going to take a quarterback. I think it's a perfect opportunity for Arthur Smith to get a guy like Trey Lance or Fields, have them sit behind Matt Ryan for 1 year, and then trade Matt Ryan a year from now. There will be teams that would still want 2 or 3 good years of Matt Ryan, and they'd have an apprenticeship for the Trey Lance or Justin Fields quarterback for a year. I think that's a really good situation. The Bengals then would have 3 options: Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, Penei Sewell. I'm not sure they can go wrong with any of them. My guess would be that they would ultimately take Ja'Marr Chase because of the connection there with Joe Burrow. I, though, would take Kyle Pitts. I think Kyle Pitts he reminded me a lot of Calvin Johnson. There's wow. Not a negative of the guy. Like, he's the cleanest prospect I've seen in a while.
Ross, I'm going to do this on the air, so I'm apologize to you because I know this is the kind of thing that will piss you off, but you'll play ball because you're a team player. I want to have you on again really soon, but like, we need to have you for like 2 segments. Can we get you at some point in the next week for like a half an hour for 2 segments on the show? Yes or no?
Yeah, we can work that out. You're good though to do it on the air, so like I can't say no.
That's exactly right. That's why I did it.
Welcome aboard, buddy.
Here's the slick. Yeah. Well, have your people call my people. We'll see if we can work it out.
All right, Betty. AKA, I'll just shoot you a text and be like, "You're coming on tonight, Ross. Ross is awesome. Ross, appreciate you, brother.
See you, dudes.
All right, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. So we're gonna get Ross on. I had to do that on the air there. There's so much. I can't wait to talk about this more tomorrow. Like I'm actually like super jazzed to talk about this, and that's great. Great show today. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern for a Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet. Until then, we're wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
From pro basketball to Mickey football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.